it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodland's Cove. Fishing boats are leaving.
You going fishing?
I'd love to go. I went fishing last week.
Really?
Yeah. Took my son out.
Really?
Fun.
Where'd you go?
We went two places. There's a lake over in kind of like a office building park, and they stock it.
Yeah.
And the fish just jump out of the water under the hook. So when you're taking a little kid.
Hey, let me throw this fish into your boat.
Pretty much.
And feel good
so
about it.
We went there for a little bit, and, you know, it was okay. But then we went to this creek with some friends of ours that we know over in this park. And it's great because there's like a 100-foot stretch of this creek where the fish get trapped in between two shallow areas. So it's like 2 foot, 3 foot deep for about 100 feet, and then the fish can't get out of that area,
right.
And they keep growing and growing and growing. So you just basically drop your hook in there, and it's like an arcade game.
Really?
In about 60 seconds, something bites your hook, you pull it up, you take it off, you take a picture, you put the fish back, and then 60 seconds later, you catch the same fish. It's hysterical.
Really?
But he loves it. We have a great time.
Ah, that's sweet. Actually, that is kind of.
It's a lot of fun.
Kind of sweet. Yeah.
Same fish. There's 100 fish in there.
Can you tell by looking at them it's the same fish?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
We were joking about it, actually. Me and my buddy, we take our kids there, and we were thinking we should start tagging these fish to see how many times we actually catch the same fish. But I'm telling you, there's this one big fish in there, a little smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
You can catch that same fish 3 times in one day.
Wow.
And they're so stupid. Fish are stupid.
Fish are stupid.
But it's like
the headline of the day, folks. Fish are stupid. So says Rich McFadden.
It's either that or they just enjoy the game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Maybe they're smarter than the rest of us.
Maybe. They got the worm.
All right. So Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, everybody else is Gonzo. Roberta back on Monday. Jennifer back on Tuesday. It's 10 past the hour. In this hour, we spend time thinking about we think about things in a more in-depth manner. And often these are items that you may or may not know much about, but they are lessons in life. And speaking of that, Chef Louis DeAngelis will have his recipe and his version of how to finish off the week. Actually, he's getting excited about Halloween, and he wants to talk about that. What do you cook special for Halloween, though?
What do you cook special? The pumpkin pies.
Yeah? We have, by the way.
And the pumpkin beer is out at Dogfish Head Brewery.
You know, we have pumpkin ice cream. Ooh. Yesterday, I was telling you about how...
Sounds weird, but I bet you it's good.
It's very good. For those of you who are new to the program or don't know, I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I have an active dairy farm, milk 140 cows or so, sell raw milk, ice cream, cheeses, yogurt, all kinds of things that are related to milk and milk products. So yesterday, we went to the farmer's market. And we managed to get a cooler. I figured out a way with a cooler and a generator I can keep the ice cream from melting over the course of 4 or 5 hours. So we had an all-you-could-eat ice cream extravaganza.
Mm.
And pumpkin ice cream was the most we had, I think, 4 or 5 different varieties.
Really?
But they loved the pumpkin. And you know how people say it? Pumpkin. Pumpkin ice cream.
Yeah.
And pumpkin. And so that was a big... And there are the other things. The apple products at this time of year, apple ice cream products are good.
I love that. I think the fall is my favorite season of the year.
Yeah, it can be.
It's just the food, the weather.
Yeah.
It's
fine,
nice.
Except what it leads to.
Yeah, that's true.
And the time's going so fast. But
you see, here in Delmarva, here in Washington, D.C., we don't really get winter until, like, January.
No. And, you know, and it's a month and a half, 2 months, and that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
End of February. I remember when I lived down there.
And March can kick
flowers
in the butt.
Out. Yeah, but the flowers come out the first part of March. And you're well into the blossoms by the end, especially this past year. Wow. Everything was so early.
For us, the fall is nice. I mean, it leads into a mild winter, hopefully, and then,
Supposed to be a rough winter in the Northeast this year.
Yeah,
that's what they said last year. We need a good freeze to get rid of all the bungamungas that are in the soil.
The stink bugs.
Ugh. All right, here's a consideration for those of you who are thinking of doing something, don't.
Okay.
It's the story of Doug Steffens.
Just thinking of going to the bathroom.
.com this week. This is the story of Jason Selch.
Okay.
S-E-L-C-H. S-E-L-C-H. Jason Selch ended a meeting with his bosses at Bank of America by pulling down his pants and mooning them.
I like him already.
Most of us, at the very least, understand this would not be just the end of the meeting, but the end of your job. You get away with a lot of things, but mooning your boss probably isn't one of them. Mr. Selch has a lot of self-confidence. He seems to be made of sterner stuff. Not only thought that he ought not to be fired, he took Bank of America to court when they fired him. He's been at Wanger Asset Management for the years since he got fired.
Wait a minute.
Bank of America.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
He was fired from Wanger?
No. He was fired from Bank of America and hired by Wanger.
So he mooned Bank of America and got hired by Wanger.
Yes.
Gotcha.
All right.
Keep moving.
All right. Now, it seems that that's Wanger great. Asset Management is a part of Columbia Asset Management, and they now have become a subsidiary of Bank of America.
Oh, no.
Some of the employees of the various companies were not happy, and yada, yada. Anyway, so Bank of America has a bad reputation for trying to squeeze the compensation packages of bankers and advisors at the companies that they buy up. Looking at these court documents, Mr. Selch's friend Chris O'Day was fired after he refused to accept lower money. And this ticked off Mr. Selch, burst into a conference room where executives were meeting, gave him a piece of his mind, gave him a piece of something else. He was asked if he had a non-compete agreement, which on Wall Street is usually a way of threatening to,
Sue you. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you go to work for a competitor. After the executive said he didn't have a non-compete, he mooned them again, told one of the executives never to return to Chicago, and left the meeting. These people all were from New York. He was working in Chicago. He was not fired, issued a formal warning. Boss testified that while 99% of employees would have been immediately fired, he was one of the 1% who could be granted a one free mooning reprieve. And his boss fought for Selch to keep his job. But when the CEO of this outfit found out about it, he insisted that Selch be fired. He said the behavior was too egregious to allow him to continue. This is at Columbia Asset Management. No free mooning at Bank of America.
That's funny.
So the firing meant Selch lost his multi-million-dollar bonus package. It would have vested had he remained in the company another few months. And that's why he thinks he was fired. And that may be what happens. Bank of America got to keep the money. He decided to sue him. And so that's where he's in court right now trying to get his money. But he's been suing them for years. But he got fired. He lost millions of dollars in his retirement package.
He's stupid.
Because he mooned his boss. He's got a bad temper, apparently.
No, he's got a drug addiction problem.
How do you know?
I mean, because that's irrational behavior.
Yeah. What, mooning your boss?
I'd do it. Sure you would. But not if you were going to lose a multi-million dollar retirement package, you wouldn't.
I'm guessing he didn't think it through. He just did it. No, that happens.
He did it a second time.
Yeah, he did do it twice.
That equates to irrational behavior.
What is that
behavior.
Expression?
He's got a drug problem.
What is that? What is that expression? Once?
Fool me once.
Yeah, no. It's,
shame on me.
Yeah, right.
Fool
second
me twice.
Time.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Something along that line, anyway. All right, so at any rate, it's a good story.
But you know what? I don't care.
He's got a job now.
Because if there are entertaining, stupid people out there in the world to make us laugh and give us a little giggle throughout the day, it's all good.
Yeah, right. Good news, Richie.
Yeah.
Police have captured a 4-foot alligator that was roaming loose in a town, Caldwell, Kansas.
Let me guess. They killed it and made shoes and belts, purses.
Actually, the animal...
They always kill it. They never let it go. They always kill it.
It escaped from somebody's home near an elementary school.
Ooh, that's not good.
No. Nobody was hurt. I'm not sure that they did kill it, actually. What is an alligator doing in a small Kansas town? Somebody wanted to have it as a pet. Are you nuts?
He got lost.
Yeah.
He took a left. Went north and took a left.
That story at DougSteffen.com. And there are a lot of great stories that are not from the mainstream. You can have a little fun with some of the things that you learn there. If we don't talk about them on the air, you can update yourself on some of the fun, silly things that are actually fun to talk about. Great conversation fodder at DougSteffen.com. Here's something else that's great conversation fodder. Your health and well-being. Isn't it? Charlotte gets worked up about it. The 900 diseases that are part of what you're exposed to, all the new viruses, the bacteria that are in the air, things that your body is exposed to, and you need to protect your body and your well-being, not only for your sake, but for your family's sake. And by the way, you ought to be protecting your family, too, with the 90 essential nutrients that are needed every day to keep your good health in check. Don't have good health? You need to call 855-309-8326. Or sign up at DougSteffenTeam.com for all of these doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, doctor-approved items from the Longevity line of anti-aging products. It's great for any number of things, but mostly to ward off diseases. And when you get on these products, you'll look better, you'll feel better. Clearly, a recipe for successful health. Don't forget the number, 855-309-TEAM. Go online to DougSteffenTeam.com. Listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipes, lectures that are there. Dead doctors don't lie. Joel Wallach is the mind behind all of this. He knows what's good for you, and if you know what's good for you, you'll get a hold of not only the information, but some of the products, and then you'll see the information there on how you can start a little home-based business. DougSteffenTeam.com or 855-309-TEAM.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, this is Beyond Good Day, story time, some of our favorite findings during the course of the week and over the weekend. They're always going to, well, we sort of troll for these stories. All of us here, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, not with us at the moment. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us in a few moments with the recipe of the week, plus other discussions about healthful cooking, recipes galore at DougSteffen.com. All right, so Rich has Who Let the Dogs Out, which would bring us around to thinking, if we're really clever, that Richie wants to tell us a dog story.
We all love dog stories, right?
Dog
stories. Everybody loves dogs. We're all dog lovers here.
Yeah.
Well, this is about a German shepherd named Capitan, who apparently ran away after his owner, Miguel Guzman, died in 2006. And then a week later, the family of Miguel Guzman found the dog sitting at his grave. Somehow the dog found his way to the grave. They said they searched for him after he had vanished, but they couldn't find him. They thought that he had run away and got run over. The following Sunday, they went to the cemetery to lay flowers on Miguel Guzman's grave, and the dog walked up to them. He was barking and wailing like he was crying. So they don't know how he found. They had never taken him to the cemetery. He just found his way there somehow. So they don't know how he found his way there. The cemetery director says that the dog just showed up. And they didn't know who he belonged to or what he was. And they began feeding him. Doug, he died in 2006.
Oh,
the dog still stands next to his grave. They say during the day he'll walk around the cemetery and just kind of, you know, get some exercise and everything. But almost at 6 o'clock sharp every night, he returns back to the grave and stands guard over the grave.
Every night.
And they feed the dog, they take care of the dog at the cemetery. He's basically become a pet of the cemetery, but he will not leave. They've tried to take him back home. The family's tried to take him back home two or three times. He leaves and goes back to the cemetery. And he sleeps on the grave every single night.
And so where is his home, though? I didn't get that. Where is his home?
This is in Argentina.
Oh.
But his home is, you know, 15, 20 minutes, miles away.
Yeah.
So it's like 15, 20 miles away, apparently. And they don't know how the dog found the cemetery. They have no idea. But he won't leave.
Yeah. So that's really...
Is that amazing?
Yeah. You know, we talk about dogs and the strange things that happen. There is certainly a connection. I believe that people... meet people that they're supposed to. We have experiences that are based on our karma. I know right now, and I have in the past, but not so dramatically. Right now I'm going through something that is directly connected to karma, past lives connection, connected, people connected. I'll tell you something. Dogs, in the same way, have the connection with people. Charlotte has been with when I
they're just a lot smarter
recognized
than we are.
And she recognized me, in a sense, the feeling is something that's overwhelming. And you don't, it's so hard to explain, hard to understand. A lot of people just do poo-poo. Do all the poo-pooing you want. That doesn't mean it isn't true. I have a definite spiritual connection with that dog, and she with me, to the point of it being something that's life-changing. And, you know, people have found that it's so much easier to get along with dogs anyway. Because they're so unconditional in their love for you. And they have, Charlotte is an amazing being.
I have a feeling that when Charlotte unfortunately passes, that we will have to go to her grave every night and feed you.
Well, maybe, I don't want to, let's not go there. 28 after.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I working our way into your hearts, minds, and now your stomach. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, and if anybody knows about your stomach, it's Chef Louis. He's got one of the best around, as I understand it. Chef Louis is a well-accomplished chef in any number of ways. He works in the southeastern part of our country, saves a lot of restaurants, fixes up their menu, teaches people how to cook things.
A real Chef Ramsay.
Great ideas, as a matter of fact. So let's get cooking here. So Louis works so well, we can almost taste how good the food is. And you can find the lineup. Why are you laughing? This is good stuff here. Lineup of a lot of his recipes. Louis's page is on the right-hand side of the homepage. Click on the picture of Chef Louis there to find out the latest recipes. Every week we have good things that we're eating. Last week we did a good job with that eggplant gratin. And so what we're going to do for the next few weeks, or at least till the holidays, is sort of take a trip around the world. We're going to start in the Caribbean in just a few minutes. Louis's got some special ideas.
This looks good.
First off, I'd like to go through some of the restaurant news. I see this week that Martha Stewart, Louis, and Chef Emeril Lagasse are being sued over a set of knives. Emeril sells a set of cutlery on the Home Shopping Network, which has the words Solingen, Germany on the blade. And that leads you as a consumer to believe it's manufactured by these world-class knife makers. But the company that owns Solingen, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know anything about it. Solingen? Is that what it is? You use these knives?
I would say that's close.
Solingen. Says Emeril's product is actually a knockoff made in China. The suit seeks $2 million in damages for trademark infringement. Stewart was named in the suit because her company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, owns Emeril's product line. So what I was figuring they were doing, Louis, is taking the name Solingen stamped on a knife or whatever it is. That'd be one thing. But you do, I thought they were learning from the Japanese, because the Japanese were making dishes, cutlery, and other products in a community in Japan
whose name was changed in the 1950s to USA.
Right.
So they could say, right. Made in USA.
Right.
And they were right. It was made in USA, Japan. They didn't say USA, Japan. It was made in USA. So I figured this was a page out of that cookbook, but apparently that's not the case. Everything is knocked off and made in China. So how much, but under the circumstances now, does Emeril have the hooch that he used to? Is he that important, really?
I think Emeril's fantastic. He's done a lot, but he's himself has slowed himself down.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of gotten a little bit older and not doing as much.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, the names on knives and stuff, you know, stop and think about it. When they're selling something so cheap, you know, you're not going to, I mean, you're definitely, there's got to be a red flag goes off that says, geez,
you'd think.
This isn't a solid knife, or this isn't like a kabuki knife or whatever.
I mean, this is actually a good question. You know, I used to go out and spend tons of money for nice cutlery and nice pots and pans. And I have a nice set of Henkel knives, which have now been butchered
all
up
right.
by my mother-in-law.
I want to know what a Henkel knife is. Tell me about these things, because I'm unwashed. I don't know anything.
A Henkel knife is one of those German, really nice things. I mean, where you pay like $35 and $75 and $50 for one knife. I mean, you buy a nice little boning knife, and it'll cost you $50, or a paring knife, or, you know, whatever it is, or a chef's knife. I got a 7-inch and a 9-inch chef's knife, and, you know, they're like $60. But you know what? Does it really make a difference? You know, with pots and pans, I've stopped spending the money. I just
why?
I
who cares? It's a pot, for God's sakes. Put this stuff in it and cook it.
No, that's not it. It heats differently. But, Louis, you're the expert. You tell me, am I wasting my money, or am I smarter
yes.
now that I'm going
I'm not an
cheap
expert.
Stuff?
You're wasting your money. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth of the matter is that I have Sabatiers. It looks like Sabatier, but it says it's Sabatier. They're a French set of knives. They're well priced. I mean, it's well within reach of anybody. But the problem is, you know, while you're cooking, okay, you don't have a chef's knife, you have a chop knife, you have a bread knife. Usually people just grab the first one that's in the drawer anyway. I mean, nobody really goes and uses the correct knife for the correct thing. I mean, who's going to have time for that?
Wait a minute. This is foolish. What are you guys talking about? This is, you use the correct knife. If the knife is sharp, you cut something with it. What are you talking about?
That's
the correct
exactly
knife.
What he's saying.
Well, that's what I do. I just, if I got
a... I don't know. If you're chopping peppers, okay, I'm sorry, but the bread knife just ain't going to cut it. I want that 7-inch chef's knife.
No, but if you look at a chef's knife, there's two different kinds. You know, you've got one with a short hilt and one with a long hilt. All right, the hilt is part of the handle that's right up against the blade.
Right.
Now, a short hilt, you can actually rock the knife up and down and chop with it. Okay, a long hilt, it stops at that plastic nub, and you can't get a full swing out of it. And I don't know how many times I've grabbed the wrong one. I have one with a long hilt on it, which stops you from going too far into the meat, and I'll go ahead and chop something up with it anyway, rather than dirty another knife or anything else, or go looking for it. You know, it's just whatever sharp works. You know,
okay,
there is a difference with a paring knife and a boning knife, but I'd like to know how many people actually do the difference.
But if you're going to go to a nice cutlery store, a nice cooking store, mm-hmm. and spend $180 for a set of knives, as opposed to just walking into Walmart or Target and spending $30. Which one are you doing?
Between you and I and the rest of the world, I'm grabbing a $30 knife.
Okay, that's what I want.
You know, because you know the food is not going to taste any different.
Right. Okay.
And as far as anybody's slicing ability, chopping, you know, month on a hard chopping board, and they all look alike under a microscope. They all need to be resharpened anyway and the teeth re-straightened. So what would be the difference? The difference is the handle might be a nice mahogany instead of a plastic handle.
The weighted stuff, the balanced stuff, too.
Yeah, the balanced
stuff. And then the last question on the cooking utensils. Do you use nonstick pans?
No.
Okay, what do you use in place of nonstick pans?
Everything I have is cast iron. I keep two stainless pieces for when I need a really
bad. Is
here's the problem though. Here's the problem though. I have a cooktop. I went in to buy a cast iron skillet a few weeks ago, and the guy at Bed Bath & Beyond told me, he said, "You know what? Doesn't work on a cooktop. I have a glass cooktop."
Don't believe that. Don't really? Believe that. It still works. Yeah, well, that's an induction top, what they call it.
Yeah, but the problem with all of that is that those things are really bad for you because the metal can come loose.
Right.
And that gets into your brain. It causes Alzheimer's,
which is
dementia.
Why I wanted to get the iron skillets. But he says that the iron will come off on the cooktop or whatnot.
Yeah, you don't
know.
Wow.
And they have a polish for the top of your cooktop anyway that works.
The heavy pots and pans are the best ones for you.
Right,
Chef
Louis
DeAngelis is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're eating well. And I don't know how well this is. You'll make up your own mind. We're visiting the Caribbean. And Louis has the recipe for jerk spice. So if you're interested in jerk cooking, jerky, lurky...
Jerk chicken.
Stuff, jerk chicken. All right, that's coming right up here on Good Day. You you know what? Louis and I have never met each other. You know that, Richie, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Never been in the same room.
Neither have I. Nope.
Never seen him up close. I don't know how your teeth are, Louis. How good are your teeth?
They're all caps, courtesy of playing hockey in college.
All right, there's something to be said for that. I'm trying to bring your attention and others around to Power Swabs. Power Swabs are unlike any other teeth whitening product available today. Doctor tested, doctor approved. It's a fast, easy way to clean up your teeth. Power Swabs include quick and easy to use swabs that whiten and remove stains, and only a couple minutes, you're done with all of this. It's fast, it's easy, forget the mess and the, that awful taste that is left in your mouth. And not a lot of sensitivity. If you use some of these other products, your gums hurt for a long time. This is safe, this is effective, i.e., it works. Couple of important steps to take each day, and when you're all done, you'll have the whitest teeth around, and it's really very inexpensive. Risk-free supply of Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in just 5 minutes. The kit comes along, you work through it, and I'm looking at all of the sort of easy way they bring you through all of this with these swabs. Get the stains off your teeth. Call 800-865-7602. There's nothing at risk here. You buy it, you try it, don't like it, send it back, get your money back. You will like it because your teeth will look so much better. It's so easy to do this and so quick. Risk-free supply of Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Louis and I, Louis is the food editor in terms of diet, cooking, that sort of thing. He's the person that works well with the other person that you'll find at DougSteffen.com, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Every week new recipes are posted. We'll post this one. Louis is very excited, very interested in having you understand what's going on with food from around the world. Actually, with the Jewish holidays, I think in this next week, a lot of people are interested in that kind of food. That's not where we are now, but it might be where we go next week, because there are a couple of weeks, I think, of Jewish holidays, and is there special Jewish traditional food. This week, a trip to the Caribbean. What do you like about Caribbean food, Louis?
Funniest thing in the world, Doug. Most countries, their signature food or flavor, it comes from a preservative and how they preserve meats. In the Caribbean, what started with African slaves, they brought from Africa to Jamaica the way that they preserved meats, and that was a jerk spice. Now, the word jerk became Jamaicanized or Americanized. It originally was charqui, charqui, a Spanish word, which has been translated now to jerky. Like, you know, jerky, like beef jerky.
Beef jerky, chicken jerky, pork jerky,
right.
Turkey jerky. But, I like that best.
There you go. But what happened was they would go out and get game. This is before, like, we're talking the 1600s when this started. And in order to preserve their meats, they took a blend of allspice berries, not the allspice.
We lost Louis. Where did he go?
But actual allspice.
All right, we lost you for the last half of that sentence, so repeat that, will you?
What they start with is allspice berries, which is not the same as pumpkin pie spice when you think of allspice. This is just the allspice berry, and they mix it with thyme and peppers. In their case, they have an abundance of scotch bonnet peppers. The recipe shows how to blend it all with cinnamon and nutmeg and make a really great sauce. It's a sauce slash spice that you rub on your meat. Let it sit for a while, and then go ahead and grill it or bake it or any way you want. Now, the thing that we come away from with this is that here's a style of cooking that has so much robust flavor, and it just happens to have some heat. Now, in America, what we do is, like with the wing sauces, everything's based around heat that might have some flavor with it. And that's just not the way to cook. And you can go out to the grocery store and buy jerk spice or a jerk sauce. It's usually a liquid. But if you look at it, now here it is. This is a preservative itself. And when you look at the...
Oh, no.
Louis, it's time for you to trade in whatever cell phone you've got and come up with another
Throw
one.
That thing out in the Caribbean.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we'll post it up at DougStepan.com.
Right, exactly. Chef Louis DeAngelis here on the program.
Do you want to go on a little Caribbean jerk chicken, Mom?
Jerk fish. You know, you could get jerk fish the same way.
Yep.
Yeah, the rage in a lot of places. All right, so Louis got, I think, most of the message across anyway. Chef Louis DeAngelis with Rich McFadden and Doug Stephan here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 51 past the hour.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's 54 past the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Time to take a trip with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on a Tom's picture, it'll take you to the travel deals that have been put together by Tom and Best Fares for Doug Stephan listeners for this week. There are a lot of things here. Some things Tom talks about, these are available to everybody. That is everybody that clicks onto this that knows where to go. I just went to Tom's picture, click on bestfares.com, and the Doug Stephan deals come up. There are all kinds of ways of taking advantage of the insider travel secrets that Tom has. A lot of hot deals that are cool. International fares. You're talking about first-class fares. Last week, I think you gave us some tips. Now you go as far as Thanksgiving with some of these, as I note here.
Yeah, well, Thanksgiving, you know how expensive business class is in Europe. I mean, it's still probably not for everybody, but when you look at some of the airfares we're seeing, especially out of New York, and then around the country, it's going to be another $200 or $300 during Thanksgiving, but it's one of the times you can get cheap stuff. Like, for example, you know, we see London for $1,559, it normally sells for $3,200, mm-hmm. even if it's on sale. So
I like paying the regular fare, thank you, and using miles for the same thing.
I know, and that's one of the few times I say you might want to buy miles, too.
Yeah. That can be dicey, but you know, you wonder sometimes, again, if you take the first class published fares, which are normally a ripoff. I mean, come on. Other than a unless you're going to Europe, the domestic first class stuff is normally a joke,
right?
For the amount of money that they want to get for it. That's why most people use upgrades, and it's the way of the airline taking care of its regular customers. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Who pays $3,200 to go first class from West Coast to East Coast or vice versa?
It's business class. I mean, actually, from the West Coast, it could be $5,000.
Yeah, who pays that? Come on.
I mean, people do pay it.
Not many.
Well, it must be some.
Alec Baldwin pays it because he goes back and forth on American.
I mean, look, you got lawyers, you got people who work for all kinds of corporations to fly to China or do business in Europe. Most corporations will let you fly business class today if it's over 7 or 8 hours. So the corporate America still pays it. Maybe John Doe doesn't. But when it's the holidays like this one, I mean, when you look at the coach fares and stuff like that, you may find it's $350 more each way.
Yeah.
And then it just depends on the city you're leaving from. So if you want that comfort level, I think using air miles might be a different way. But again, you may have to buy 40,000 or 50,000 air miles, and that can be very expensive, but it'll still beat the...
No, it isn't $1,500.
Well, you got $1,000. Yeah, it's about it could cost you $1,200. You had to buy every piece of it. But when it's not this aggressive, let's say in the summer or in the fall or when other times when there's the full price, then it probably adds up to use miles.
What's the latest for people that are conscious of what's going on in the business itself? American number three airline says in publicity this week they're going to become really big internationally. That's what all the airlines want to do because that's where they make their money. And
yeah.
We keep talking about these deals, but filling up the planes going overseas is much better for the airline than filling up the planes domestically.
Especially if they put $516 in fuel surcharges to go to Europe.
Yeah.
That's a con game. That's why my travel destination in Europe is one we were talking about right before we came on the air, is Istanbul. It's unbelievable the prices we are seeing. One of the reasons is Istanbul, or Turkey.
Istanbul, Constantinople. Remember that?
I swear I would never go there after I seen Midnight Express, but I had nobody come back from Turkey, and especially Istanbul, and say it was not one of the best experiences they've had.
Yeah.
But when you get these kind of cheap airfares, because their fuel surcharges are restricted by the government,
mm-hmm.
Instead of paying $516, the government says, no, you can only pay $250, that's all you're going to get, and they aren't going to let them up it. So now we're seeing like Chicago, and you can even get this for Thanksgiving if you want. $559 round trip, and that includes the fuel surcharges and the airplane ticket and the landing taxes. Boston, $629. Washington, D.C., $589. What? This is the cheapest place. And Istanbul, I looked it up on Wikipedia. It says it's Europe.
Yeah, it's right in the border of Europe.
Yeah.
Air travel down has to be with all these great offers rolling in. Check them out. DougStephan.com, the contributors line, has Tom Parsons' picture. Click on that. Click on.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.